Country Station, Cooper 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. My name's Chris Schalk, and I serve as Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. I've got the lady that serves as Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, Ms. Kristen Hildebrand, right here alongside. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
All right, so you've been talking fall gardening.
Yes.
All right. And today, we're going to continue on with that theme, like I said yesterday, because I know you love a theme.
I do. I try to keep consistent.
But you love a theme.
I do.
And
I do.
I'm all over the place a lot of times.
It just kind of hits me at certain times. Like, I'm like, okay, let's try to keep it all together. And then other times, I'm like, oh, we've had this happen and that happen. So sometimes it's just kind of hit or miss.
Yeah. I'm more the shotgun approach. We kind of just scatter all over the place.
So. Well, and here in Extension, it seems like we wear multiple hats. So,
yeah, multiple hats, yeah.
Different days of the week.
Yeah, you know. Everything to everybody, right? All things to all people?
That's okay. Right.
So today you're going to talk about, today you're going to put on your chef's hat.
I am. I like that segue.
It's good. Oh, we really rehearse this stuff, folks. We're going to move into a fall harvest salad.
I love a good fall harvest salad. And I've actually had this recipe, Chris. So this has been, I guess, approved. So I can.
This is Kristen Hildebrand approved.
Yes. And it features some other fruits that you and I really like too.
Okay.
So this is actually the plated up Kentucky Proud recipe for the fall harvest salad. And, you know, it does feature some of the things that we talked about, especially if you're wanting to grow some of your own vegetables from your own garden. You can actually use some of this in a future salad recipe, and we would hope that you would let us know if you decide to use some of that information we've presented this week. But Chris, here's some of the ingredients to make the fall harvest salad. So you're first going to need about 5 cups of leaf lettuce, kind of torn into bite-sized pieces. To this, to kind of make a fall salad kind of mixture, it also calls for 2.5 cups of spinach leaves. And sometimes some people like the stems removed. I'll leave that up to you as the preparer. But 2.5 cups of spinach mixed in with that leaf lettuce. Whenever you're preparing that lettuce, make sure you wash it really good, you know, because leafy greens do not get cooked like they do other vegetables. So you just want to make sure that all that dirt and debris, especially if it's grown outside, is removed. I always like to wash it real good with water and kind of run my hand over it to remove any kind of dirt, and then run it through a salad spinner, and then you've got your salad greens pretty much prepared. Also, to complement with your lettuces, you've got 1 medium red apple chopped. Mine would definitely have to be something picked up from Jackson's Orchard here in Bowling Green, just because we have them and they have a ton of different varieties that you can choose from. You're also going to have another fruit that's a fall feature is a pear, 1 pear that's actually a medium size, and you're going to go ahead and chop that up. So a couple other ingredients that you'll need to pick up is 4 teaspoons of lemon juice, 1/4 cup of dried cranberries. That makes a wonderful addition with the apple and the pear. You'll also need 1/4 cup of feta cheese crumbles. So it's one of my favorites, especially with dried cranberries. And then you'll also need, for some of the nuts with this one, 1/2 cup of chopped walnuts. But feel free, if you don't have that, you can also use what you have on hand. Now for the dressing ingredients, you'll need 2.5 tablespoons of olive oil, 2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, 1.5 teaspoons of Dijon mustard, 2 teaspoons of your Kentucky honey, and that's something that you can pick up right now during the summer season to have ready for the fall, and that's always good to keep on hand, especially for the fall and winter months, as well as 1.5 teaspoons of salt. So go ahead and prepare and cut up your lettuces and your spinach and put that into a large salad bowl. Next, you're going to mix your apples in with your pears, and then you're going to put the lemon juice over top of it in a small bowl, and then you're just going to add that to your lettuce mixture. Now, for the wet ingredients, I like to take like a mason jar, or if you have something else that you can prepare it in, but go ahead and do your wet ingredients, and that would include the olive oil, balsamic vinegar, Dijon mustard, honey, and salt. Shake that up really good, and then just pour that over top of your lettuce mixture, and then toss to coat it. And then the very last thing, this is my favorite part, is sprinkle your salad with cranberries, feta, cheese, and walnuts, and you can serve it immediately. If you want to serve it chilled, it even makes it better. But this is going to yield about 8 1-cup servings, and it's going to contain a lot of good health benefits for you. So if you'd like to have a copy of the Fall Harvest Salad recipe, check it out on our Get the Scoop Radio Show Facebook page.
All right, Kristen, we appreciate that. And folks, we invite you back here Monday morning and each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Hobby Dine Reed and over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.
Do you have a pen, Chris?
I got a pencil.
I'll just put the dates on this for Greg.
So I've had the same Bose headphones, earbuds for years. You know, have you seen them?
Yeah.
Broke them the other night. So I didn't get my AirPods because the girls all thought I would lose them. I bought a set of Sonys.
Okay.
And they're Bluetooth, though. I do kind of like that. They go around my neck. You know, you just wear them like this. So.
Oh, nice.
But they are wireless.
Yeah.
But you can take them down and they'll. And it's got the microphone and the whole nine yards. See, I wanted to make sure I had the microphone.
Yeah, the microphone definitely is.
Because,
how much did you pay for them?
I bought these at Walmart for $20.
That's not bad at all.
I didn't think it was bad at all.
I was going to say Sonys.
And they were Sonys, and I mean, I know they're good. I almost bought a set of headphones. Dad's got the wireless Sony headphones.
Oh, does he?
And he really likes to watch TV with those. He Bluetooths into the TV.
And that way it's mm-hmm. quiet if probably...
Well, Dad's hearing stuff like mine's a little worse, and so, you know.
Gotcha.
It's fine.
I'll give this to Greg. Well, that's neat.
I was so frustrated when I dropped and broke my...
Other ones.
Yeah, I did it.
Well, and sometimes, you know, that happens.
Anyway, what's your recommend look like?
I've got to do that Soakie Marketplace meeting.
That's right.
And then I didn't bring my lunch, so I'm going to go grab something real quick.
We had Diane. We had district board meeting.
Oh, that was nice. To have Diane cooking.
Yeah, it was. I had chicken salad.